إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعزائنا العلماء الكرام، my dear brothers and sisters and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It was the practice and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that before he performed the nikah of anyone, he would give some words of advice to the bride and the groom, and that is what I am attempting to do here in keeping with the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The advice is for my dear student and son Hasan Zeeshan and for his wife, and of course it's a reminder for all of us others. I want to begin with a question, and the question that is addressed to you is, do you want to remain happily married? And I think that's a very basic question. Do you really want to remain happily married? Because everything else that I am going to say depends on that question. And inshallah, the answer to that is yes, we would like to remain happily married. In that case, my advice is not to do three things and to do three things. Teen cheeze nahi karne ki hai aur teen cheeze karne ki hai agar aap ye chahte hain ki aap khushi se shaadi shuda rahein. I want to start with the don'ts first and then the do's, because we want to end on a happy note, inshallah. The first thing that you should not do is don't collect garbage. Do not collect garbage. Have a selective memory. Remember all the good, forget all the bad. Garbage is bad. He said something, she said something, he did something, she did something, you didn't like it and you collect it. And some people are professional garbage collectors. They accumulate a lot of garbage. The problem with garbage is garbage stinks, and this garbage only you will smell. So you don't want to spend your lives smelling the stink of garbage. So the first thing not to do is do not collect garbage. The second thing not to do is do not try to change or mold or sculpt your spouse. My question is, if you did not like them before you got married to them, then why did you marry them? And if you like them before you married them, then why do you want to change them? What type of change? So issue is, don't try to change them. What type of change? Very good question. Any change that is in line with your nafs, with your personal desire, don't do it. As long as your spouse is on the Sharia, as long as your spouse is doing something which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave them alone. Your spouse is not a piece of rock for you to sculpt. Your spouse is not a lump of clay for you to mold. Your spouse didn't come to you because you are a psychiatrist. They got married to you. They didn't come to be changed. So forget about changing. And if you don't like something in them, change yourself. For example, if you say, my spouse never smiles. There are some people who have a permanent funereal expression on their faces. If you want them to smile, do something to make them smile. And if you say, well, I did something 25 times, well, you were unsuccessful 25 times. So try 26 times, 27 times, 28 times, until it happens. Change yourself, because that's the only one you can change anyway. Second thing not to do. Third thing not to do is do not criticize. Do not criticize. Criticize what? As long as they are not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as they are not going against the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, do not criticize. Nagging never works. If your spouse wanted to marry a nag, they would have married a horse. They wouldn't have married you. So don't nag. Ask yourself, do you want Allah to forgive you? If you want Allah to forgive you, then forgive them and seek forgiveness. And thank Allah that He gave you a spouse which gives you so much of practice to seek forgiveness. A young man like Hasan Zishan went to his father. He said, Father, I am ready to get married. Father said, say sorry. He said, sorry for what? He said, say sorry. He said, for what? He said, say sorry. He said, I didn't do anything. He said, no, say sorry. He said, what? Say sorry. He said, okay, sorry. He said, now you are ready. When you are ready, when you can say sorry without any reason, you are ready to get married. So now three things to do. First thing is laugh. A sense of humor is like air. Without it, you will die. Laugh at yourself and with others. Don't laugh at others. Laugh with others. Laugh at yourself. Especially when your spouse is being very irritating. Then laugh at yourself that you thought you were so intelligent, then how come you were so foolish to marry this person? And especially laugh at yourself when you think the spouse is a fool, because that's why they married you. Why else would they have married you? So laugh. The longer you laugh, there are three things with couples who stay together. Couples who laugh together, stay together. Couples who play together, stay together. Couples who pray together, stay together. So these three things you must do. Laugh together, play together, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu together. That's the first thing to do. Second thing to do is be thankful and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah said, the one who is not grateful to the slave is not grateful to Allah. The one who has not thanked the slave has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thank each other. Thank them for the small things. Thank them because the roti came out nice. Thank them because when you came home to the bedroom, the bed was beautifully made. Thank them because the house is beautifully cleaned. Thank them for the small things for a very simple reason, which is the day those small things are not there, you will miss them. And therefore, when the small things are there, thank them for those small things. Because they are not small, each one of them has value. And the last thing that you must do at least three times a day, which is to demonstrate your love for your spouse. Show it. Don't say they know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, the one who thanks me for my bounties, I will increase those bounties. And the one who is ungrateful, let him beware of my punishment. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you to thank him? Doesn't he know? Doesn't he know what's in our heart? Because thankfulness and showing of love is about you. It's not about them. It's not about whether they know or they don't know. Whether they know or they don't know, they still want to know from you. So it is a question of you expressing it. And I say do it at least three times a day. I've been married, alhamdulillah, 30 years, so I should know. And as I said, happily married, at least I'm happy. My wife, I don't know, you have to ask her. Now, having said all of this, let me finally close by saying that all the advice that I gave applies exactly and equally to the ladies. What goes for the man, goes for the woman. Sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And that's why three things not to do and three things to do, exactly the same for the women. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless these two, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their marriage exemplary, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their marriage full of happiness and khair and barakah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the both of them follow the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.